I think part of this is playing into the Obamas' campaign of narrating the Romney candidacy as being something that is geared only towards the rich and basically writing off nearly half of the electorate. It was really an unfortunate choice of words by Romney. In today's modern campaigns, when there's over 100 million smartphones out there, you have got to recognize that potentially your words are going to be recorded.
Could there be a positive in this? Could this actually excite some of the conservatives who've been lukewarm to Romney thus far?
Well, I think from a realistic point of view, yes. I mean, we typically see about 45 to maybe 47% of the electorate that has pretty much made up their mind. On both sides. So we're talking about a very small percentage. This comment also potentially, if you listen to people like Rush Limbaugh and some very conservative individuals, they want this kind of discussion. They want this kind of debate within the electorate regarding the dependency of folks, on government services. So this is something that certainly plays into the hardcore conservative base. I'm not real sure among the swing voters, the very few that are out there are really going to be something that this kind of a statement appeals to.
Okay, let's move on to the North Carolina governor's race. Increasingly, we're seeing outside money from national interests, particularly the Republican Governors Association, the Democratic Governors Association. Both groups were involved in two ads that were running in most of the media markets across the state this week. Let's take a listen to one of those. This is what's being run by the Republican Governors Association against Democrat Walter Dalton.
Under Dalton and Perdue, North Carolina has the worst business taxes in the South. The Dalton-Perdue record, higher taxes, killing jobs.
Republican Governors. So first of all, how about that music in the background?
It almost sounds something like from the Blair Witch Project, a horror story, a horror movie soundtrack. The taxes are going to come up and stab you in the back.
Now, the Raleigh News and Observer fact-checked this ad, and they ruled that this part of it linking Dalton to Perdue is largely false. They said the two were elected separately. They aren't even particularly close. And the part about taxes is also a little misleading because in South Carolina, which is governed by conservative Republicans who didn't raise taxes, the unemployment rate is exactly the same as it is in North Carolina.
Walter Dalton is certainly, he's going to be portrayed as Bev Perdue Part 2. And so the argument that McCrory is making is there's a culture of corruption. We need time for change.
And the ad on the other side in the governor's race, it's funded by North Carolina Citizens for Progress, in part by the Democratic Governors Association, attacks Pat McCrory for his work following his tenure at Duke Energy with the Charlotte law firm that, among other things, lobbies for petroleum interests.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the typical approach that we're going to see for the next 40-some-odd days. They're going to take very small snippets and basically explode it into guilt by association, and it's going to happen on both sides.
Let's move down the ticket again to the 8th District Congressional race, where incumbent Democrat Larry Kissel is facing a tough challenge from Republican Richard Hudson. They're having their first debate on Monday. It's sponsored by the AARP. What are you going to be looking for in that debate?
It's going to be really interesting to begin with to see how Kissel either distance himself continuously from the president and the administration, how much he says he is an independent voice, and in particular, how much he may be playing up his own conservative credentials. This district is much more Republican than when he ran in 2010 or in 2008, and this is potentially going to be a Republican pickup. What Hudson needs to do is basically solidify his base and continue hammering Kissel on some common themes, but also have the chance to introduce himself more broadly to the electorate in this district.
Professor Michael Bitzer will be checking in with you every week between now and then. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too.